Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But indeed we are two friends who do like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And of course, please remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. So we always encourage... So we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us for said advice, you may reach us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Shall we jump right in?
I love jumping right in.
I do too.
Great.
Just skinny dipping into the questions.
Oh, well, you really took it somewhere.
I did.
Okay. I was still in my bathing suit.
You can keep it on.
Okay, thank you.
We don't care here. All right. At Forever 35.
Okay.
Here's an email that just warmed my heart. I was at my therapist's office earlier today, and while I was in the waiting room, a woman accidentally started playing the start of a Forever 35 episode from her phone speaker. It felt delightfully on brand. Also, if you read this on the podcast, a quick shout out to the fellow Forever 35 fan in the waiting room.
Everything about this.
I just want to say to you two listeners in that waiting room, I love you so much.
I
couldn't believe it.
It was so good.
And also, like, have you ever had the moment where you, like, are in a very quiet space and then you accidentally play something very loud on your
phone? Yes. And it's usually some horrible, like, music video or, like, I'm on a news story and some, like, you know, automatically playing video starts going. It's the worst.
Oh my gosh. It happens to me so often. So I just want to say that we empathize.
Yes.
With the other person in the waiting room. But, like, what a... What an honor.
We
to
also
know.
Applaud your taste.
Yes, we do. But just like, I love that you're there in therapy together.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about this so much.
So great.
Also, thank you both for listening.
Yes.
We have another therapy email. This person says, I just wanted to make a suggestion to the person who inquired about finding a therapist with insurance in their area. I would suggest searching Psychology Today for a therapist that takes their insurance, maybe in the closest urban city or in the state, and also see if the therapist is willing to do sessions on video chat. It's not my favorite way to do therapy, but it helps in a pinch. The relationship with the therapist is key for therapy to work, so it might be worth trying.
Great. Great advice.
You're a remote therapy person?
Yes. I haven't done it in a while, but I had been doing FaceTime sessions.
And is it weird to do therapy? I've never done a remote session with my therapist.
I mean, I much prefer it to a phone session.
Yeah.
Because I do think that you just like lose so much when you don't get to see facial expressions, I think.
Interesting.
Also, I got to see, you know, my therapist's bedroom.
Oh.
So that was weird and cool.
That is weird and cool.
Is that weird to say?
No, I saw my therapist. I had therapy earlier this week and I saw my therapist like walking into the building and they were in like a very like large, cool, sensible sun hat.
Oh.
I mean, and look, I love my therapist. So I was like, of course she wears a cool sun hat.
Totally.
But it was like this weird glimpse of like, oh, there they are not. There they are just living their life.
Yeah. I mean, like my therapist has a cat.
Yeah. I mean, therapists are... They are people, which is something a listener did email us to remind us, is that therapists are humans too, who are going through stuff.
Totally. And therapists have therapists.
Indeed, they do.
Yeah.
Great suggestion. Thank you for that, listener. Moving on.
Moving on to a controversial topic.
I will say I was pleasantly surprised, truly, that people responded, but we got a lot of feedback and thoughts on our take about the listener who was bothered by people abbreviating thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought people's takes were really interesting. And I also just want to say on my own personal note, I now am writing out thank you. And anytime I write TY or THX, I'm thinking about this caller, the podcast, what it means. So
wow,
it's had an impact on my life. You?
Not so much.
Well, get ready. That's about
to change.
I know,
I'm ready.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I am calling in response to the caller who said that people abbreviating thank you to THX drives her crazy. And I'd like to show some solidarity because it also drives me crazy. Something that I feel like wasn't mentioned that might be a good piece of advice is it is always okay to talk to your loved ones about those things that really do get under your skin. So when I first started dating my now husband, he abbreviated lots of things in text, and some things don't bother me. OMW for on my way doesn't bother me because that's obviously a quick text you're sending just as a heads up. But thank you does, because I feel like if you're really showing gratitude for something, taking, like, how long does it take to really type out the letters? So I let him know. And I said, it just really feels like you're diminishing the gratitude for me. And you know what? He types out thank you when he's thanking me for something via text message instead of in person. And he was okay with that. He was like, oh, it's just quicker. I'm like, I get that. But I'm someone who types out words, almost all of the words. I don't often abbreviate. So it is okay to talk to your loved ones and have those conversations. There are some things you do always just have to accept. My boss will always send me a thumbs up emoji every time I text him. That's just always going to happen. But I can talk to my husband and my other loved ones and say, you know, if for me that feels like diminished gratitude, and I kind of just wanted to let you know how that made me feel, and you can see how the conversation goes. So if you guys are having a great day, talk to you soon.
Okay, first of all, caller, were you at a racetrack?
Where were you, caller?
I'm dying to know.
I am too. I love getting background information on where people are when they call.
Totally.
In the car, doing dishes. Anyway, so we imagine you at a racetrack.
Yeah. Yes, point taken.
I thought it was a good point.
Totally.
Yeah. I also think everybody is different, and the way we, you know, this is kind of along the lines of like love language.
Oh, ho, ho.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because honestly,
now you're speaking my language.
Here we go.
Yeah.
For me, the abbreviation of thank you does not bother me, but I have felt this feedback has kind of opened me up to see why it might impact mm-hmm. other people. And I think this feedback is really valuable.
Yeah.
And understanding that everybody is different and speaking openly with somebody about it, I think is really a nice way to go. All right, we have one more voicemail about thank you.
Great.
Hey, Kate and Dory, I just listened to mini ep 78, I think, the most recent one, where a woman had called in expressing some frustration around people responding to something that she had done for them with the abbreviation THX. So I'm 25, I'm technically a millennial, and I was actually really surprised by the response that you guys gave to this caller, because I think it was sort of dismissive of the what I heard to be the underlying concern in her message, which is I'm not feeling appreciated for the thing that I just did for you. So I think that, like, yes, language does change and evolve, but the things that we seek from language and communication with people do not. Like, if that person is thinking to themselves, the shortest possible way to communicate your gratitude is not reading to me as you being appreciative, then I think that that's a valid, legitimate concern. Like, I don't really know what other intention you could read into the shortest possible abbreviation for doing something other than this isn't a high priority for me to be grateful for the things that you've done. I definitely don't have a great suggestion for how to deal with this other than to maybe see if this is like a pattern of behavior with a certain person of not being appreciative of the things that you do for them, because that's what I sort of suspect is happening. I guess just in general, I feel like this is not the response of a person who is concerned about the kids for using abbreviations. This sounds like a person who's noticing a pattern of not being appreciated for the things that they've done, and the THX is actually just like a signifier of that. So, you know, I feel for you, caller, and I hope that you hear this. Thanks, guys. Bye. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Well, my narrative has been reframed.
Well, thank you, caller.
Yeah.
I do love getting a 25-year-old who's like, hey.
Totally.
It's not generational. I really appreciate that. Thank you, 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a really good point. And I do think it was more about feeling appreciated, mm-hmm. not just being annoyed at language changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed that that feedback.
Yeah, same.
We had one more email I wanted to share.
Yes.
Do you want to give this
I would
a
love
read
to.
With your vocals?
I've been with you since episode one, but this is my first time writing in. I was listening to the mini ep with the caller who wonders if THX is petty or if she was overreacting on the way to work, and I had to call to respond. My first reaction was, I've written THX. Are my friends and coworkers doubting my genuineness? But then I got to thinking and realized that this was a phenomenal opportunity to reframe the narrative, and also subsequently realized that the mini-up title even had reframe in it already. Listener, if the written expression of gratitude is important and meaningful to you, then go forth and put it out there into the world. Consciously spread the gratitude by writing heartfelt thank yous in emails, texts, letters, and saying thank you to those you appreciate. You inspired me to do this at work this morning, and it feels great.
Look at that.
Love this so much.
The original caller then inspired another listener to better express
yes.
their gratitude.
I mean,
look, it's all coming full circle.
It sure is.
I thought this was really cool. So I just want to say a heartfelt
thank you.
Wow. To the original caller, to everyone who weighed in.
Yeah.
These are two very important words.
They are.
That, you know, you've all really helped me reframe how I see them.
Amen. We're going to take a short break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, we're back. Shifting gears here.
Yep, tooting on over to another side of town.
Yep.
Here we go. An email. I had to pause this most recent podcast, I believe they're referring to one about us talking about organization, to ask, how do I organize with roommates? It's not like we're in a relationship and have more shared goals and items. Should I just focus on my own items? Is it worth it to have a conversation about organizing collectively?
Very interesting question.
I would say indeed it is for the spaces that you
for the shared spaces.
I don't think interjecting organization onto someone's like personal living space.
No, of course not.
But certainly for your shared spaces.
Yeah, for the common areas.
Yeah.
Kitchen, living room, bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Your roof deck that I'm imagining you having.
Your backyard.
Backyard,
your pool. Yeah. What kind of house are we talking
billiards
here?
Billiards lounge. Yeah, I mean, how have you handled it with roommates?
I mean, I haven't had a non-romantic roommate for about almost 15 years. Is that true? Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I feel like I don't remember ever having like an explicit conversation about common areas. It was just sort of understood, like clean up after yourself and keep things relatively neat. I also don't recall having like that much stuff in common areas. Do you know what I mean? Like now I have like all these books and stuff in the living room, but I feel like when you live with roommates, that doesn't happen so much. You keep most of your personal stuff in your room and you probably just don't even have as much personal stuff. So maybe some decluttering is in order.
Yeah, or just some like basic shared guidelines, like yeah. Wash your dishes and dry them and put them away when you're done with them.
I mean, that sounds like cleanliness.
As opposed to
like organization. So I'm wondering actually what this listener is asking about.
Well, you know, like let's say you and your roommate each have like a cabinet with like your own food or
right.
like your shared foods.
Yeah.
And one of you wants everything like organized in clear bins and the other person just kind of shoves everything into a shelf.
Yeah.
How do you find
great
ground?
Great example.
I don't know the answer.
Who pays for the bins?
Oh no, then you have to, I mean, and now
and then when you
just,
move out,
who gets the
them?
Bins?
I mean, it's a lot to yeah. think about.
I mean, I used to eat my roommate's food. Yeah.
Wow, you were that person.
I was. And she's still one of my best friends.
Wow, she is a kind soul.
She is. I don't know if she listens to this podcast, but Teresa, you're the best. Yeah, no, but even that kind of stuff, like I do think setting boundaries, whether or not this is related to organization, setting boundaries and expectations.
Yes, always important.
With a roommate, like day one, whether that roommate yeah. is your best friend or a stranger.
Yes.
And I think organization can be part of that. I don't know if we answered your question, but I hope that helps.
Yeah, same.
Well, Dory, as you like to say, shifting gears.
Shifting gears. Here we go. I don't even drive stick. So it's like,
hi, Kate and Dory. Good morning. Avid listener, first time caller. I am wondering what hair care products make your hair soft and silky. I just got back from my honeymoon in Hawaii, which was wonderful, and I couldn't believe how amazingly soft my hair was. I've been back in Illinois for about 10 days now, and I can't help but be frustrated with how my hair has just gotten back to the straw-like, brittle feel that it used to have. My husband says that we have lake water, so a water softener may not do the trick. So I'm wondering if anybody has any hair care products that they use to make their hair silky and smooth. I'm coming from ground zero. I have really no hair care products currently. So thank you so much. Love the show and appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, if you noticed a huge difference when you went to Hawaii, is the water.
Yeah, that was my immediate thought.
Yeah.
Because I've had this same experience where I'm somewhere else and I'm like, why is my hair so good here?
Yeah.
And then I get home and I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it is the quality of water. And I, from what I could understand in your voicemail, you said you have lake water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how a water filtration system would work on you, would work for you. Perhaps a hard water shampoo.
Oh, I like this. I like where you're going.
Which I actually think I've suggested this one on the podcast before. Now, I have not tried this hard water shampoo, but it was really like well reviewed on the internets. And so I actually keep meaning to buy it and I haven't done it, but it was called Malibu Hard Water Shampoo. I think also like a shampoo for swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a former swimmer.
I am.
Did you ever do anything special to shampoo all that, the chemicals
there,
out of your hair?
There are chlorine-fighting shampoos. I you know, it's been so long since I swam regularly that I don't remember what I used. But I was going to suggest like a hair mask.
And vinegar, apple cider vinegar even?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how, and if you notice, like what you could do is go get some distilled water at the grocery store and wash your hair.
I like this, an experiment.
Keep your products the same and try it with distilled water. And if your hair is silky smooth there in Illinois, perhaps then we know it's your water. And then what?
Oh my goodness. You are a scientist.
Am I?
Yes.
I mean, this is, you know, me Googling and also just hoping for the best.
That's a great idea.
But I think that would be a good way to figure out if it's the water. I mean, in terms of products, I don't know if this listener how they dry their hair. I use a Redken's like a protective spray before I blow dry my hair. Mm-hmm. And that does kind of help with the texture. I also think there are some really lovely like hair oils that you can put in and hair creams. And I can find you, and we can find a good suggested one, but this might be a good audience participation.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how people keep their hair silky.
Yeah, I mean, the other choice you have that I think is a great option is to just move to Hawaii.
Again, you are just killing it today.
That's my solution. My sensible, logical solution. Move. Go back to where you had your honeymoon. Live there.
That's a great idea.
I mean, that is my dream. When you said your hair was silky in Hawaii, I was like, oh,
of course.
I'm going to go to Hawaii.
We had another
shampoo hair call.
Hey, guys. My name is Rachel, and I'm in Rhode Island listening to your podcast and loving it. Way older than you guys are, but no concern. Love it anyways. Want to give a suggestion on shampoo. I have gray hair, which you all probably don't, but it is a blonde shampoo that I use, and I cannot get enough of it. Not Your Mother's is the brand, and the title is Blonde Moment Treatment Shampoo. It is the only shampoo that does not turn my hair blue. It keeps it beautifully white, gray, silver, gorgeousness. And I'm sure it will work perfectly on anyone with blonde hair. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
What a great voicemail.
I know.
And a great suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. I don't have a lot of grays yet. And I also color my hair, which you and I have talked about.
Yeah.
Which I may try.
I had a dream about my hairstylist after we had that conversation.
Dory.
It was very weird.
Was it weird?
Well, I walked into my hair salon to make an appointment, which like, who does that? No one does that. And I asked if I could see my hairstylist and they were like, oh, he's gone to rehab.
This was your dream.
This was in my dream. Real. This has not really happened. And I was like, oh, okay. And didn't get my hair cut. But I need to make an appointment.
Are you going to
color it? I just need to do it. I think I am. I think it's gotten darker.
Cool.
And I'd like to just sort of like texturize it, you know, give it a little more movement, as they say.
Depth.
A little more depth. So, all right, let's take another short break.
Let's do it.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay. I love this next email.
I'm going to say you should read it.
All right.
Okay.
Dear Cat and Door.
I love it. Our new nicknames.
Our new nicknames. I'm a 61-year-old mother of two daughters from Marshfield, Massachusetts. I was turned onto your podcast by my 30-year-old daughter, who is in Boston, and my younger girl further away in Nashville, who coined these nicknames for you.
Oh, thank you.
I admire your tenderness and the community of listeners you have created. My girls and I often reference the pod and talk a lot about it. It is a connection we love and share. I'm an artist and paint every day, as well as work at a small art museum that I love. My self-care routine is very basic, and my daughter has helped me out a lot on that front. Thanks for your excellent product reviews and recommendations. I recently grew out my hair to its natural silver color. That's a whole other journey. I recommend Trader Joe's hair mask. My hair is smoother and silkier now.
I mean, again, the Trader Joe's Rex... They never stop.
A hair mask. Call back to the previous caller. All right. I want to comment about the caller who is looking ahead to letting go of her college-bound daughter. I know so well the tug on the heartstrings, and truly, the senior year of high school of both my girls' lives were probably the hardest, knowing that all the things they were doing, the dances, proms, the banquets, plays, etc., were the last time we would do those things. But like a giant bridge looming in the distance that looks terrifying to cross, I found that it really wasn't bad once we were on it and crossing. The girls both went to distant colleges, so I immersed myself in my artwork and found myself in a new creative and focused chapter. It was a bit of a transition, of course, and there were tears, but I found it was okay in a pretty short time. We can, of course, with our phones, keep connected by texting on a frequent basis. Holidays come quick. It was a transformative time. I'm not going to say it's not hard, but embracing my career has been wonderful. I have a rich and busy art life with work and friends. It's hard to stay present, and of course at times I get sad because the childhood years did seem to zoom by, but it helps to be doing what I love, and the times we are together are wonderful. I also feel that it helps my girls to know that I'm happy pursuing my passion as well. I know that that caller had less time with her child as she adopted her daughter at 5, and I hope that the career path she chooses is really one that she will love and prosper and be happy in. You two really gave thoughtful advice to that caller. Be present and enjoy the moments. Try not to let the worry take any of that away. It's really going to be okay. Love your podcast. You are both so honest and funny and wonderful. Thank you for being a connection for the generations.
I mean, we are hearing from listeners of all ages today.
Oh, I love it. Sweet note.
I know. I feel like it sounds kind of obnoxious, but this made me feel good.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes. Made me feel good too.
Yeah. I like having an older mom. I mean, it's also like mom void for me. But yeah. Oh, thanks.
Totally.
I really appreciate it. And I thought this was such lovely thoughtful advice.
Yes, I agree.
Because that's not a path everybody walks. And so,
no.
You know, to hear from someone who's been there.
It's really nice.
It is really nice.
All right. Should we hear this last voicemail?
Oh, we should.
Okay.
I was just listening to the most recent mini episode and heard the story of the young woman who was broken up by a text message, and that is super badass, and I'm so glad she told him off. But I just had to call because I have the most hilarious story. In my third year of university over Christmas break, I got dumped via PDF attachment. So not text, via email, and he attached a PDF letter to an email breaking up with me. And then we proceeded to live across the hall from each other in residence for another 6 months. So technology has led to all sorts of beautiful, beautiful things, and also perhaps the best breakup story I will have for the rest of my life. So shout out to my first university boyfriend for that, and I hope it never happens to anyone else, but perhaps it gives you a laugh. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
What a modern day.
That's amazing.
Carrie Bradshaw.
A PDF.
Can you imagine? Also, the time it takes to convert a document to a PDF.
The whole thing is just
send it as a Word document.
So mind-boggling.
This led me to want to ask the question. Listeners, tell us your best breakup story.
Oh, I'd love a... I mean, they're sad, but I love a good breakup story.
They're hard. They're messy. They're awful. But a great dumping, a great breakup story that now you can look back on.
Yes.
With relief.
Yeah, I thought this caller had a really good attitude about this breakup.
Totally. Because can you imagine, like, you're just sitting there. Maybe you're doing your homework. You're living your best life. And then an email comes through.
From your boyfriend.
Yes.
Or girlfriend or whoever.
Whomever. Then you open it up and it says, like, I don't know what, like, please see attachment. And then you...
I mean, I would think maybe this is like phishing.
Right. Like, oh, why would this person send me
an attachment?
Like, do you think there was anything in the body of the email?
I don't know. What was the subject?
What was the subject?
I mean...
And then you open a PDF.
A PDF.
Which cannot be edited, presumably.
No. Presumably, that's why they sent it as a PDF.
Do you think that the sender did that thing where they inserted their signature at the
end? My God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just a little PDF humor.
Please.
A PDF.
A PDF.
Goodness.
I don't know if any other story we hear is going to top this.
But please, somebody try.
But please try. We would love to hear
that.
Do
you have a terrible breakup story, or like, were you ever dumped in a humorous way?
I remember one time I was watching a movie with my then boyfriend. We were watching Breathless.
What is that? Is that a Mandy Moore movie?
No, it is a French New Wave movie.
Oh, you and I have different lives.
And after we finished watching it, my boyfriend is like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Like, he was very dramatic about it.
Did the movie make him change his mind?
Apparently. And then he just was like he left. He just like walked out of my house.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my
I mean, he was
goodness.
Weird. Then we got back together. Oh. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking.
I was ghosted by this guy that I dated in college. And then we like kind of became friends later. And I accidentally left my journal at his house for the entire summer. And then he returned it to me and apologized for how he had treated me, which meant clearly he had read my journal in which I had written all about how he had ghosted me.
Oh, my God. Wait.
That was embarrassing.
How did he have your journal after he had ghosted you?
Well, the freshman year, we like kind of dated-ish, and then the summer happened and he just like bailed on me. I like tried to stay in
touch.
But
then how did he get your journal?
Well, then next year, we like kind of became friends again.
Ah, I see.
And in like a hanging out thing, I had left my journal at the end,
Got it.
End of the school year at his house, and then like went away for the summer.
Okay.
And was like, where's my journal? Oh, it's at his house.
Oh.
So, you know.
Well.
I survived it.
You did. We all survived. Well, this brings us to the end of yet another mini ep. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all feedback.
We do.
Calls, questions. We love it all. So thank you so much.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.